You're listening to the Luddite Lounge, where we're serving up news, views, and how-tos for the digital world we've all come to depend on, whether we like it or not. Hey there! Glad you can join me today in the Luddite Lounge. I'm Elizabeth Crisfalusi, publisher of the Tech for Luddites blog and Chief Luddite. This is episode 24 of The Lounge, and today's episode is an iStream Ustream segment where I'll be talking about streaming media devices and content. You can find show notes with related links at LudditeLounge.com/episode24. Let's get started. If you've been thinking about getting a Google Chromecast, now would be a great time, as they're offering a three-month free trial of HBO Now, the network's standalone streaming service. The offer is for new HBO Now customers only and ends on December 24th. Head over to google.com/Chromecast for more details about the deal, or techforluddites.com/Chromecast to learn more about how the player works. Speaking of deals, Roku is getting rid of its inventory of previous generation Roku One players with a 50% discount, making them just $25. The Roku One is a fairly basic player, but the nice thing about them is that they work with non-HD TVs, as long as they have composite ports, which are the yellow, red, and white ones. The equivalent from their current generation of players is the Roku Express Plus, which costs $39, so the Roku One is definitely worth looking at. For a limited time, they're also offering $55 worth of free trials of Showtime, Hulu, and CBS All Access for new subscribers, further sweetening the deal. The Roku One offer is while supplies last, so get it before they're gone. I came across a great Business Insider article recently with a whole bunch of tips about things you can do with an Apple TV that aren't necessarily obvious, like using the remote to rewind and fast forward 5 seconds, and how to pair Bluetooth headphones or speakers with the player. A link to the article is in the show notes. As for the Amazon Fire TV, I've been wanting to do some new videos for it, but I've been waiting because they have a big software update coming out, supposedly by the end of the year, that will completely change the on-screen interface. If you want to be alerted when new videos are available, head over to youtube.com/techforluddites and subscribe to the T4L channel to get notifications. On the streaming content side, AT&T has just launched a new service called DirecTV Now, that has different bundles of channels that you can stream live, starting at $35 a month as an introductory offer. Unfortunately, their website doesn't provide any of that information as far as I can tell, so I have a link in the show notes to an article from The Verge that provides all the details. The service also has a 7-day free trial, and it's currently available on the Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, and Google Chromecast. Finally, my streaming recommendation for this month is The Crown, a Netflix original. The show is about Queen Elizabeth's early reign, and Claire Foy, who plays the Queen, is excellent, as is John Lithgow as Winston Churchill. I'm not as crazy about former Doctor Who Matt Smith as Prince Philip, but most of the other secondary characters are also very good. It's a bit weird to watch, given that most of these people are still alive, and I'm kind of surprised they were able to do it at all, but I don't know if they actually needed permission from the royals to make the show. The first season is just 10 episodes, and a second season is in the works. And that's it for this episode of the Luddite Lounge. Again, you can find the show notes and leave comments at LudditeLounge.com/episode24. If you've been enjoying the lounge, please consider heading over to iTunes to rate and or review the show, or sharing it with your friends on social media. And don't forget, if you want more streaming media news and tips, you can always go to techforluddites.com/streaming For a comprehensive list of related posts and subscribe to the streaming-specific T4L newsletter at techforluddites.com/subscribe. Thanks for listening. Until next time.
Theme music for the Luddite Lounge is by Mark Blasco at podcastthemes.com.